Madonna and Child. From the National Museum of Castel Sant'Angelo, the fruit of a fruitful institutional collaboration between Castel Sant'Angelo and the National Museum of Abruzzo in L'Aquila, the Madonna and Child, a carved and painted wooden group, was presented at Munda on July 24 at 11 a.m., in the presence of authorities and the press. Thanks to this agreement, promoted by the Directorate General of Museums, within the framework and spirit of the National Museum system, an agreement was signed between the two museums, which provides for the deposit of the work at Munda for 5 years, renewable. Originally part of a tabernacle that could be closed with painted doors, now lost, the Madonna and Child at the National Museum of Castel Sant'Angelo is depicted seated on a throne in a hieratic frontal position, while in her left arm she supports the blessing child. The work, dating to around the mid-14th century, was created by an artist from the Umbria-Abruzzo area, and is characterized by a marked expressionism of the facial features, undoubtedly the result of a late 13th century legacy. During the 15th century, the original faces were covered with actual papier-mâché masks, covered in canvas and painted, and displayed to the public in a display case. These masks were likely created as an update of the faces of the portrayed subjects, responding to the need for stylistic adaptation and contemporary taste, and concealing the almost caricatural taste of the physiognomies, close to the Umbrian artistic milieu of the first half of the 14th century. The faces of the Madonna and Child were freed from the two masks, only following a restoration project conducted by the Central Institute for Restoration, in 1987. The uniqueness of the masks lay precisely in the desire to alter the original expressiveness of the faces to which they were applied. Where? National Museum of Abruzzo, in L'Aquila, July 24 at 11 a.m.